so be prepared.
Did you know you can listen to Superhuman Radio while mobile? That's right. Go to the iPhone store and download the free Shoutcast app and then search for the Superhuman channel.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, I'm very, very excited about today's show. The first hour, we're going to be talking about the first gene therapy to successfully work against aging, human aging. It's really going to be an interesting discussion. It's a takeoff of something that we've talked about for years now on the show, and that is telomeres. So that's during the first hour. We'll be joined by Dr. Avi Roy in just a moment. At the top of the hour, we're going to talk about something else that we constantly bang the drum about, and that is sleep. I'm going to talk about sleep loss and how it affects blood vessels. A very, very important discussion. Too many people think that sleep is optional today. Big mistake. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and get right underway. I want to bring Dr. Avi Roy to the show. How you doing?
Doing good. How are you doing?
Very good, very good. Welcome. And I know that you are far away, right? We're talking to you today, and am I correct? You're in Kazakhstan?
Yeah, we're in Astana in Kazakhstan, and actually we have the person who actually did the gene therapy herself here, Liz Parrish.
Oh, how exciting. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Yeah, you got two for one.
Yeah, two for one, and plus it just makes the show that much more exotic that you're all the way on the other side of the world, you know, just the wonder of technology. But and staying with that, the wonder of technology, you know, we've been talking about telomeres on this show for, I can't remember, and everyone is always talking about ways to slow down the shortening of telomeres, obviously, as well as even possibly lengthening them. But most of these discussions have been, you know, they've been studies. They showed something, but does it translate to humans? We just don't know. You've got a different story to tell, don't you, today?
Yeah, absolutely. I think from a scientific standpoint, we have been kind of working at this for a very long time. But certainly, I mean, we're trying to now move to humans and actually see if we can improve the quality of our lives, our health, and our well-being for a very long time.
Now, I have to ask this question up front, because whenever we start talking about gene therapy, we talk about a very, very delicate balance that has evolved over millions of years. And we know that through selection pressures, we see changes in phenotypes. But for some reason, there's this almost immediate knee-jerk reaction to repel the idea of a gene therapy. Wait a minute. Now we're acting like God now. Now we're going to go in and we're going to selectively change things about a human being. To that person who understands how selection pressure works, but for some reason can't get on the gene therapy train, what do you say?
Well, I think to them I would say that you're mistaking gene therapy with gene editing. So when you say that we have evolved over a long time, and we have these mechanisms that are these genes that have evolved over a long time to make us who we are, I think you're correct. I mean, Liz is sitting here and she can tolerate lactose really well, but I can't. And about 2/3 of the world cannot tolerate lactose. And in order to fix that permanently, you could actually edit their gene out or gene in, that would help them tolerate lactose as they get older. You could possibly do that. But I think, you know that lactose tolerance gene evolved for communities that grew up around cow.
Yeah, lactose persistence, I think, is what they like
exactly.
to call it
lactose
in the science.
Persistence. Yeah. Exactly. I mean, so we all have lactose tolerance when we are born, obviously. But then in the Asian populations especially, it loses its promoter. You cannot tolerate it after a certain number of years,
right,
because the transcription of those genes. So same with melanin, which gives you your skin tones. So gene therapy is really nothing special. I mean, all you're doing is, you know, transcribing those proteins that your body can already transcribe, or helping in the transcription of those proteins that your body can transcribe. And you do that every day. But the only difference with gene therapy is that you're doing it precisely. So when you eat food, you're doing that, because certain genes are certain food signals certain things to your cells, and therefore through that signaling pathway.
Okay, so we like to call that epigenetic effects, transgenerational epigenetic. But so what you're basically saying is gene therapy is kind of like nudging the epigenetic effects.
Well, no, I think epigenetic is a very specific type of a specific type of biochemistry.
Okay.
What I'm trying to say is that if we just stick with the traditional or just the dogma, the central dogma of molecular biology, genes, RNA, proteins, you are constantly doing that throughout the day.
Right.
And the way a certain gene gets transcribed into a protein is signaled from the outside. So when you go out in the sun, and let's say that you are my skin tone, brown, and you get browner, or you get freckles, that's gene therapy. You just did a gene therapy. What you did is that the sun signaled, or the UV radiation signaled.
Okay.
Through
the incident action of some external.
Precisely.
That's amazing. I've never heard it explained that way. That's brilliant.
Well, yeah. And when you eat food, you do that. Actually, you can do that with subtle things, like really subtle things. Like if you have a husband or a wife or a girlfriend, when you really look into their eyes and you say to them that you love them, and the reaction that you get from them, which is a loving reaction back, and they're secreting monoamines,
right,
serotonin and oxytocin and so forth, that is a gene transcription event that is happening. You just signaled through verbally and through auditory channels.
You actually just killed about 250,000 proposals for marriage just now with explaining it that way. You realize that, right? So, I don't want to leave the other good scientist out of this. So let's talk about the actual research itself. Could you describe what you did that ended up bringing us to this point where we're now talking about a possible gene therapy to guard against aging?
Well, actually, I'm going to hand that over to the person that took the therapy all the way from the beginning to the end.
Right.
Because BioViva and what Liz did is not necessarily, I wouldn't call it science, because the science has been growing since 1950, since the discovery of the structure of DNA. And it has been gradually accruing. What this is an engineering application. So it's like asking Steve Jobs. I'm not the Steve Jobs here. It's Liz's. What is the science behind your Apple II computer? It's not that he necessarily invented computer science. That's not the point. He put all of those things together in a consumer friendly way, and then you had the Macintosh II or the Apple II.
Right.
And that is the exact analogy that you should that this was. This experiment was done in. So I'm going to hand it over to the entrepreneur who did that, and she can take it if that's okay with you.
Yeah, please. That's what I wanted. Exactly. Perfect.
Hi. So this is Liz. So what we did is we had a couple target genes. We've actually recently patented the dual gene therapy, and that's going to be news. Well, we've applied for the patent, let's say. So we took the gene HTERT that codes for the telomerase enzyme, and we took the gene follistatin that codes for a protein that's a myostatin inhibitor.
Right.
And I took both of the therapeutics. I did it because I think that we're sitting at a point in time where we may actually have the cure to a myriad of diseases, but everyone is too afraid to pull the trigger.
So you actually administered this to yourself?
Yes.
I got to stop you, because that in and of itself is so novel. I'm actually torn by how I feel about that. But it's amazing because you don't see that kind of conviction in science today.
Right. Well, now remember, I did have a medical doctor. I had a whole
team. No. Yeah, I know. You're not doing this in the back of a car. I understand that.
Yeah.
But my point, how many, I've never heard of any company, any entrepreneur within this category ever going, hey, you know what, I'm going to try it myself first.
It has historically happened in science, and Avi can talk about some main players that did that. But, you know, I didn't go into it thinking, somebody took H. pylori to prove that, you know, ulcers came from bacteria. I didn't really research that. I just felt that I was really at a moment in time where an action might save the world.
And I applaud you. I mean, I am in awe. You know, usually I'm like very skeptical. Oh, yeah. But I mean, this is really impressive. This is almost like something you'd see in a TV movie. You know what I mean?
It's funny because, you know, people have said that, and I'm really honored that people feel that way. But I didn't feel that way about it. I didn't feel particularly heroic about it. I felt that it was just a necessity. So what led me to the point where I'm laying in a clinic and having gene therapy injected into me was the desire to cure childhood disease. Mm-hmm. So this all kind of stems from a place that people really didn't expect. My son was diagnosed with diabetes type 1, and I ended up in the hospital with him a few years ago. And it was not only shocking to me because it was a disease I knew nothing about, and I realized that my child would die without intervention. But when I looked around the hospital, there were loads of kids dying. And, you know, this was a research hospital, and there was nothing available. And I knew from some of my background and work that I was doing at the time for a nonprofit for stem cells that there were really great therapies in the pipeline that somehow they just weren't reaching patients, and people were dying waiting for access to therapies. So I got into this for very different reasons, and that was very much on my mind. Although about 6 months after my son was diagnosed, I ended up at a conference that was heavily based in genetics, and I assumed that this was where the cure for these kids would be. And it turned out it was a SENS conference. It was a longevity conference, and you know, I sat through several days of it and realized that the eureka moment hit me that this was it, that everyone had skin in the game, that we were all essentially dying of biological aging, if not accelerated aging or monogenic diseases, or essentially acquired disease, right? So a disease over time from aging cells. So I thought, well, this will be a big moment. This is the game changer. People are going to get behind this. So I went home and I started an investment company looking for investment for these sciences, but vastly, people were very interested, but they weren't going to invest unless we had some sort of proof and evidence that it worked. And so there I formed BioViva to prove that these therapeutics work. So the telomerase induction, you know, it
works. Well, wait a minute. We have to take a break.
Oh, sorry.
And No. This is, you're great. You are awesome. You can come on the show every week if you want, by the way. No, I mean, you're telling this story just perfectly. And I want to take a break. Because when I come back, I want to talk about why follistatin. I've used follistatin to inhibit myostatin many years ago, and it's very common within the bodybuilding community to employ this. And I just think it's interesting that it wasn't just telomerase, but there's a follistatin component, which I know my audience is going to love to hear more about. We're going to take one quick commercial break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Category Killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. Made by Hemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today. Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. So we're talking with Avi Roy and Elizabeth Parrish. We're talking about a potential new gene therapy that I'm really excited about. I mean, I'm just listening to the story and I'm thinking, okay, where do I sign up? But then again, I've been known to do lots of interesting stuff to aid in my own longevity and aging. So let's talk about this. Why these two, why did you focus on follistatin and telomerase? Telomerase is all the rage today for being either indicative of or protecting against cellular senescence. And that's a no-brainer. Why follistatin?
Right. So we picked follistatin because, for one thing, the medical doctor that works with BioViva had taken that therapy 5 years before I did. He was a very early adopter to the therapy. As a matter of fact, he did it before the human clinical trials in the U.S. started with muscular dystrophy.
What do you mean, for follistatin?
Yeah. And he had seen a myriad of benefits. He had cardiovascular benefits. He had muscle gain benefits. He had fat loss. Insulin sensitivity increased.
Yeah, I know. It's magic. I actually used to talk to Se Jen Lee when I first started doing the show, and the whole myostatin was discovered by his group, and then everything that had to do with anything that came from an offshoot of that, I've followed over the years. And we've done shows. There was actually a company manufacturing a follistatin powder that really, really worked. It was isolated from fertilized chicken egg yolks. And it was amazing. I mean, and people put on muscle so quickly. But when you stopped using it, the muscle went away. I just think it's interesting that muscle keeps coming back around, as I predicted 11 years ago, to being more important to longevity and health than we've ever given thought to. I just think it's amazing that you included this in that. That's to me, it's...
Yeah, so if we go back to why I did this, it was to create a safety profile on therapeutics, one, the therapeutic telomerase that had not been, the gene therapy that had not been used in humans, and two, to look for synergistic gene therapies and create that safety profile at the same time. Follistatin was pretty much a shoe-in. We had some anecdotal data that it may be even reversed atherosclerotic plaques. Now, we'll go on to do clinical trials to see if that's true.
Right.
But remember, the whole idea is to create a healthier population, a population that doesn't die of aging diseases. And actually, sarcopenia is something that everyone gets after a certain age. They start to suffer from muscle loss. And we know that that muscle loss leads to falls and many other things.
Right.
But if this therapy actually shows the benefits of having protection against cardiovascular disease or even maybe the reversal of it, we would be sitting on something that the whole world could use.
Yeah.
So, you know, heart disease is the number one killer, right behind cancer.
Right.
So this was really important. One of the reasons we use them together is maybe not obvious on first appearance, but follistatin actually opens up stem cell signaling. It's hypothesized that it does. Researchers use it to do that. So what are two really great things to do? One thing would be to open up stem cell signaling. We often die with really viable stem cells still
right,
in our body.
Right.
The second thing would be to make those stem cells be able to duplicate infinitely over a very, very long, you know, lifespan, really good copies of themselves with long telomeres without the Hayflick limit binding you to a certain maximum age.
Mm-hmm.
So we believe that the two therapies together would work synergistically. One would start stem cell signaling and the other one would create stem cells that could indefinitely divide.
Well, and let's be honest. And so if you are living longer and you could look buff and ripped at the same time, what the hell?
Well, yeah, certainly, you know, there's the idea of telomerase reversing some visual biological aging.
Right.
But we know that, you know, increased muscle mass in a sense is almost reversing aging in the sense that you're getting back that muscle layer that you lost from when you were younger.
Yeah. You know what? The things you're talking about in this interview today, it's really shocking to me in a good way, because a lot of the things that you're saying that are interwoven into your science are things that I've been talking about on the show for 11 years. Muscle is metabolic currency. You know, we're big into heavy resistance training in this audience because we know that maintaining muscle as you age is critical, and all the linkages to the lack of disease as well as the improved quality of life and health that associated with muscle. And I mean, I love what you're saying here. This is amazing to me. And obviously, if you can lengthen telomeres at the same time or even slow them down from eroding faster. I mean, this is amazing stuff, and you're right. Forget about the selfish reasons I'd want it. It's going to keep people from developing diseases that they're acquiring. I started calling type 2 diabetes acquired diabetes 8 years ago. I couldn't get anybody to do it with me because I wanted to put the burden of it, of the introduction of this disease squarely at the feet of those who were developing it by choice, by the choices that they made.
Right. So let's talk a little bit why we would do gene therapies. So the amount of follistatin that you would need to do in order to increase the muscle mass, like we see in some of the animal studies with the increased muscle mass with the gene therapy, is really cost prohibitive. So that's why we would do that. And why we would do the gene therapy for telomerase, to give you a perspective, every product on the market sort of has a rating, okay? And Bill Andrews is one of my scientific advisors, and he recently described this in a interview that he did with me. So if you had a rating of 0 to 100, and you put, you know, some of the telomerase inducers on there, and over 100% is where you start lengthening telomeres, everything on the market basically slows their decay, okay? Right. We don't know anything on the market that doesn't just slow the decay of telomeres. So they may help your telomeres not shorten
right.
As quickly, but your telomeres are still going to go through some amount of attrition, right?
Right.
So the products on the market come in at, I don't know, maybe around 1 to 5 on that chart to 1 to 100, okay? So the gene therapy, he would rate at a 3,000. Okay, it works. It lengthens telomeres.
Right.
It works in vitro. It works in animal models. And now we're trying to get it to work in a human body, which is a much bigger feat. But when we perfect this therapeutic, we will hope to see all of the advantages that we've seen in the animal studies. And in the animal studies, you know, they had, benefits to every organ, including the brain. And that's something we would really like to see for dementia patients.
Well, and okay, so you did this. When did you do it? When did you, proper terminology? Apply the gene therapy to yourself?
September of 2015.
Okay, here's what I want to do. I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about you for a little bit, okay? And what you notice, I know that there was blood work done, what you found. This is really, really exciting stuff. I don't know about those of you in the audience, but I am really, this interview is turning out a lot more interesting than I thought it was going to be, because I want to get on board with this. Stay tuned.
$4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Nobel Prize winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging, with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
A legendary name in hardcore. supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent-pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world.
In the world.
Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
Michael's naturopathic programs feature synergistically complete targeted formulas that utilize the healing power of nature, nourish the specific systems, treat the whole person, and do no harm. They are designed to give results, like Michael's popular Adrenal Extra, known as Energy Support, which is ideal for people with stressful lifestyles. It contains nutrients that support energy processes in the body, complemented with herbs. Michael's naturopathic programs are available at local health food stores or on the web at michaelshealth.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. This has really gotten interesting. We're talking to Elizabeth Parrish, and she is the person behind, it's BioViva, right?
Yeah, it's BioViva USA.
Yeah, yeah. And so you did this in September of 2015. You went ahead and applied the gene therapy to yourself. What does this take? An injection, a nasal inhaler? How does it work?
Well, yeah, it was a series of injections. Some of them were given intramuscularly, and some of them were given systemically. And I mean, you know, that's the beauty of gene therapy. You know, we're looking at a future where we won't be, you know, sawing people open to take care of their problems. You know, we have a very barbaric medical system right now. If we can deal with disease at the very cellular level, if we can, you know, add the genes that need to be upregulated to make us healthier, stronger, faster, smarter.
Yeah.
And we can do that with an injection. You know, we've really changed the game. And clinical trials right now are showing us that this may, in fact, be the case. You know, we're seeing the first gene therapies come through the pipeline that are curing disease. Now,
How long have these gene therapies been in the commonplace today?
Well, you know, it's still considered new technology.
Right.
But
I have questions for you a little bit in a little bit, because there are some things that need to be addressed as well to have a level of comfort with this. But when you did this to yourself, did you notice anything initially?
You know, I noticed right away that I was sleeping better at night.
Really?
And you know, this is real anecdotal data. What we need to do is we need to run for the biomarkers and see what has really physically changed. But there were a lot of small things that I noticed, and one of them was definitely sleeping better and having more stamina during the day. But you know, you could say that that's a placebo effect.
Right. But even a placebo effect only lasts a couple weeks at best with that. Okay, so when you looked at the blood markers, the red blood cells tell a lot about how the body is aging, correct?
You know, in this case, we actually looked at the white blood cells.
Oh, that's, I'm sorry, white blood cells.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
And they actually did have an increase in telomere length, and that was what was substantial. Now, it wasn't a massive increase, and we don't know about the other systems in the body yet, but this was definitely a marker that showed that the therapy was successful. It had budged a mark. It had actually increased telomere length. We'd like to see more increase, and we'll continue to look at blood work over the next. We'll continue this study for years, but we're going to look at other biomarkers as well.
But now, again, the length of the telomere of the white blood cell in the article that I read, they gave that a metric and said, oh, this is approximately 20 years of added youth to the white blood cell. How did they come up with that number?
Yeah, so that was that blood work was researched by a company called SpectraCell, which is a professional company. Mm-hmm. They definitely have a variation of accuracy on their results, but this is what their results said for my white blood cells, which is fantastic.
Right.
And we're having everything done by a third party because we don't want to look like we're altering any results.
Right.
So we were really excited to see that. Now, it was funny because, a lot of people thought, well, you must look 20 years younger. And, obviously we only measured the white blood cells and it had an effect there. It very likely didn't have effect on my entire body. We'll work on increasing the therapeutic to see if we can get that sort of reaction. And maybe we will still get that reaction over time. It may be working more slowly, but it is exciting, really exciting news, because this is an indicator of immune system, and we want to keep our immune systems young. We want to keep them viable. That's the way we stave off things like cancer. So it's a little mark, but it's substantial. I think that some of the media really ran off with it and sort of went off the deep end. It's a small change, and we're excited about it because, if we could increase your immune systems.
Yeah, that alone, that alone would be huge. If that's all you did, look,
huge.
I don't believe the sad part of all this about when we talk about anything that has to do with anti-aging or longevity is that everybody equates it to skin and hair color. It's like, oh, I want to look younger. And this has nothing to do with that. This has all to do with not developing age-related diseases. So from that standpoint alone, if you can improve the quality of the immune system, which has been shown as we age to really become impaired and be the source of a lot of other problems, that in and of itself is gold because, That's going to enhance your ability to live a longer, more robust life. So,
it would be a fantastic starting point. But quite honestly, we want you to look young from the outside all the way through. We don't want you to just be worried about skin. We want you to think about the attrition of your brain and your liver and all of the organs. We want to think of slicing a human and then looking just fantastically youthful and healthy all the way through. But, skin does happen to be a great clinical marker for aging. It's the biggest organ in your body, and we don't want it to get old either. So this is kind of where two worlds come together, where we can actually bring the aesthetics community in with the health community and create something that both groups will like. We can definitely target a therapeutic towards the organ called the skin and see what effect we have there. And we would love to do that. We want people to be really happy with their results.
Yeah, but you gotta be really careful here, in my humble opinion. And I'm not a scientist, but this is an area of great interest to me. But you got to be really careful here. And the only thing I mean by that is, look, even if you start having effective telomere lengthening on a tissue-by-tissue basis, it's like, oh, my God. But the person is still eating a high-sugar diet, which has been shown to have the exact opposite effect and speed cellular senescence, the net changes. I mean, I think this is great. And I would imagine that people who would be attracted to it are already living what we like to talk about as a superhuman lifestyle. You're getting to sleep on time. You're eating the right kind of foods, very little processed food. You're definitely training with great enthusiasm and intensity when you train 5, 6, 7 days a week. You feel good. You look good. And now you do this and you flip a switch. But if you take the average American who's eaten a very, very high pro-inflammatory diet, has already developed autoimmune disorders, is pounding down the sugar, and you give them gene therapy, I got to believe that's not going to work for people out there.
We might see indications of it going either way. So in mice studies, we see very interesting things. We see that mice that are on calorie restriction and an optimal exercise program outlive their brothers and sisters. And they not only outlive them, but they look substantially younger. But if you change a gene or knock out a gene in mice, there are two genes of effect here. those mice don't have to diet and work out, and they actually live double the lifespan of the calorie-restricted mice. So it is an interesting prospect.
Wow.
I'm telling you that I believe that we should be in shape, that we should do everything that we can to stay healthy. I know that I certainly have. But the prospect of changing the genes, altering the genes, may actually get people up and active that were not before. And actually, as a society, we would save an enormous amount of money getting them healthy by engineering it through the genome. And it does sound crazy to those of us who are very proactive about our health. But there's a myriad of benefits to actually jump-starting those other folks as well.
Before we go into the break, this is not available to the general public at this point in time. Nobody can just come to BioViva and say, hey, I want to undergo gene therapy, or can they?
Well, that's right. Right now, what we're doing is we're in Kazakhstan today. We've gone through extensive talks here. We're working with a consortium called the Global Longevity Initiative, who is working with governments around the world and countries that don't have as stifling of regulations as the FDA and,
right.
and the UK.
Right.
But these are world leaders. These are people who are leaders in the UK and the US, and we're looking for regulatory zones to move life-saving, potentially life-saving therapeutics forward faster than we can in other countries.
Oh, yeah.
Not recklessly, but with safety and efficacy. So right now, BioViva is looking at multiple subsidiaries going in around the world that would actually offer therapeutics to patients. Now, we would like to run clinical trials. We would like to ensure that we are bringing a safe and effective product to the world that works in most people. So, you know, I would caution people to don't get too anxious. You know, this is like building the supercomputer, but what I want to get you is a reliable, cell phone, right? So when the supercomputer came out, everybody wanted it, but no one could afford it, and it was too damn big anyway. But now everyone has a phone, a smartphone that has more technology than that supercomputer did. So we caution people to, let us work the kinks out and create a good, safe product. But in the meantime, we have started the march to get patient access to these therapeutics, and we hope to do that very soon.
Panama or South America in the works, because those sound like really great anti-aging destinations. Just my guess.
We have a potential destination in Central America, but I can't announce it because
No. That's great. I can't wait to hear about it. All right, we're going to take our last commercial break, and then when we come back, I'm going to throw a little couple curveballs at you. Okay. So
okay. Stay
tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse
Can-See Eye Drops, go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how Can-See Eye Drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen. With results literally from workout one, you'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. You're going to want to stick around to the top of the hour because we're going to be talking about how impaired sleep affects blood vessels. And it's very, very important. Very important. Right now, we are talking with Elizabeth Parrish. The company is BioViva. I'm very excited. Okay, so if I were Aubrey de Grey, because I've had this discussion with him, and quite frankly, I probably was standing on your side of the table when discussing this, just so you know, I'm an ally. But, you know, Aubrey, he pulls a lot of weight in the anti-aging community, and he's going to say, you increase telomerase, you increase telomere length, you increase risk of cancer. What would you say?
Well, actually, Aubrey's on my scientific advisory board, and I think that the most important thing is that what he would agree with, and most persons on it would, is that we don't know. Okay, what we do know is that short telomeres give you the highest risk of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
There's two sort of ways to look at long telomeres, okay? There's two types of research. One is cancer research. After cancer is established, remember, like, there's like five things that have to happen for cancer to take off in a cell.
Oh, I know. I know. And with some of the work of Dr. Seyfried and others, you know, we're really starting to learn about the role of the mitochondria in
right.
all of that.
So one of the things that happens, not in all cancers, but in some cancers, is telomerase turns on. But telomerase has never been responsible for causing cancer, okay?
Right.
It's one of the fuels of cancer, but it's never been correlated directly with causing cancer. As a matter of fact, some cancers don't turn on telomerase, and then they go through another pathway to do something similar. So you can look at telomeres that way, but the other research, and maybe Abby Roy wants to
please
say something about this.
Yeah.
But the other research is longevity research. And this is the other path of long telomeres. And when people do research on lengthening telomeres, we don't see an increase in cancer. As a matter of fact, we see a decrease in cancer. And we see cells that can infinitely divide, healthy
right.
dividing in a healthy way and going through apoptosis in a healthy way, not growing like cancer. Okay? So I think that every one of my scientific advisors, whether they liked the idea of telomerase induction or not, would agree that we don't know.
Right. Right.
So, and I believe that Aubrey feels the same way.
Yeah, I actually had this discussion with him both on the show and in person when he came here to Louisville, Kentucky once to speak at one of the Idea Fests. And I actually posed this question to him in front of the audience, you know, because he had just been on the show. And my statements were very much similar to yours. They paralleled yours. I says, look, there are certain cancers out there that turn on telomerase. You're not going to affect them by changing the landscape of healthy tissue telomerase. They're going to try to become immortal no matter what. So what, you know, that's kind of mutually exclusive of healthy, cells. And so, you know, but at that point in time, he pushed back. He did. And I'm glad to see that he's come around, to be honest with you.
Well, you know, longer telomeres those cells are less likely to get cancer, and we know that. Short telomeres, we know what happens then. You know, the cells go through senescence. They get variation of mutations. Lots of bad things happen when telomeres get short, and that's what Bill Andrews always says, and I agree with that statement.
Yeah, no, I agree too. Okay, so How many of these gene therapies would you need? Is it something that you'd have to have done again periodically? And then would this potentially have a transgenerational effect?
You know, what we're looking at is maybe a therapeutic, when we exact it, that you would need to have maybe every 5 to 10 years.
Right.
We would like to have lifetime expression. Most people are more comfortable with transient expression. So you can do really short-term expression with mRNA that lasts only for a couple days in the cell. And actually heart tissue, human heart tissue, has been regenerated with hTERT mRNA. But, you know, I'm a huge proponent of turning it on longer than that. I think that we need to lengthen our telomeres, and we need to protect our cells with this gene therapy. So the gene therapies we're looking at are a little bit longer expression, but we will have an arsenal when we launch as a company and offer short and longer term expression.
Very, very cool. Okay, and then last question. So what's the potential for us turning them on and then realizing that turning them on wasn't the greatest thing in the world?
Well, of course, we wouldn't move forward with a therapeutic that looked like that. So, I mean, I think that we kind of have to clarify a couple of things. One thing, even though gene therapy is relatively new to human use, outside of the ways that Abby was talking about, it actually has been in research for over 20 years, okay? And then let's put that in comparison to the products that are on the market, you know, products that have gone through the FDA gold standard.
Yeah.
So the only cures that have ever come through that market are antibiotics and immunizations, vastly. 97% of what pharmaceuticals have supplied us with, you're guaranteed to die while taking. And as a matter of fact, several drugs have come through that gold standard, and after being given to humans, and some of them causing fatalities, were pulled off of the market.
Vioxx? Sorry, I'm sorry. That was... There was a frog in my throat. It sounded like I said Vioxx just now. It's so funny.
Yeah, you may have.
Oh, man.
So, number one, living is a dangerous thing. You're almost guaranteed to die when you're born. But when we look at what the medical market has given us, it's just amelioration of disease. We need more powerful tools.
Oh, I'm with you. I'm with you on this. So I want to know, when can I come down and be one of your poster children? I'm 58 years old. I'm aging pretty well. I train extremely hard. I pay attention to all the things that seem to affect health and longevity. So when's somebody like me going to be able to go, okay, I want to try this?
Well, you know, it sounds like that you're in really great shape right now, and you've got some time for us to work this out and create a great therapeutic that you'll very much benefit from in probably, I would say, 5 years.
That's exciting. That's very exciting. Yeah, I'm looking forward to this. This is good stuff. Very, very good stuff. And I love the idea. I can't tell you how excited I am about the follistatin component, because you know, having adequate amounts of muscle is really critical to a long life. And as you said, you know, stability, especially with women. Women are not generally don't focus on strength the way men do. They end up in institutions because the man dies first and the woman falls down getting out of a chair one day and the kids go, Mom, you got to go to an institution. So staying ambulatory is critical, and that requires muscle.
That absolutely is true. Think of, you know, all of the elder folks that, you know, have to, you know, move into houses without stairs and, you know, and have to give up their walks and their hikes and their running and everything else. You know, aging, biological aging is a sad, sad deterioration. You know, it is a suffering sort of situation to be in. And, you know, running the numbers, you know, that's why Abby's here. I mean, he's the scientist behind much of this aging research. You know, people start to suffer from biological aging, you know, decades before they actually die. So it takes a big toll on the economy. These people can't work. They become, you know, patients in a system that's expensive. It's expensive for us. It's expensive for them. You know, keeping people up and doing what they love to do and youthful, and compressing mortality or, you know, potentially eradicating it from the aging diseases. Certainly there'll be some other challenge. This is a mandate. This is a humanitarian effort, to move forward and try to keep people healthy as long as possible.
Last question. So how do you feel? Do you notice any changes in your immune system? Have you not been getting sick as much? Or have you been able to be more active? Notice any changes?
Well, you know, like I said, you know, I have a lot of positive things that seem to have come after the therapeutics. I mean, I have had incredible stamina. I've, you know, outworked some of my relatives in the yard doing yard work. Right. I sleep really well at night.
Did you not sleep well before that it was noticeable? Like, oh, my God, I'm sleeping again.
Well, you know, in your 40s, you sort of start getting that intermittent sleep issue of, you know, waking up in the night or maybe not being able to get right to sleep. I definitely was waking up a lot at night, restless, taking lots of natural, medicines, you know, over-the-counter stuff to sleep. And I just really haven't had that issue since the therapies.
That's that alone could improve the quality of and length of life. Just that, sleeping better.
I've come to that,
at 58, at 58 years old, it's a crapshoot whether I'm going to sleep well one night. And I train pretty hard and I live an active lifestyle. And it's like, wow, I just realized that's what makes you old. Your sleep starts to suck really bad and you just start aging. So that alone is worth it. Listen, I want to thank you so much. I want to invite you back when you have more research. I'm very excited. I'm rooting for you guys because rooting for you is like rooting for myself. So I'm really excited about this. BioViva.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
All right, guys, take care. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about sleep and blood vessel. Important discussion. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest Bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging, with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel.
Maybe I'll love you.
Whoa, what was that? I have no idea. Okay, these things happen in live radio. Anyway, sometimes you have ghosts in the computers. So we've talked a lot about sleep and the problems caused when you don't get enough sleep or your sleep hygiene is disrupted, you're not sleeping well. And the discussion continues down that path as we are joined by Dr. Vilma. Is it Aho? Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yes, Aho.
Okay. Aho. Dr. Vilma Aho from the University of Helsinki to talk about a recent paper that her group published looking at what happens when you lose sleep and what happens to your blood vessels. Talk about this research. What questions did you need to answer? What research had led up to this that required you to do this research?
So previous epidemiological studies have shown that people who don't sleep enough, they have higher risk for cardiovascular diseases, type 2 diabetes, and also higher mortality. So we wanted to look more into the mechanisms that might explain this.
Okay. So what markers did you look at and how many people were in your study?
So we had two different kind of aspects in this study. We had an experimental study and then two epidemiological population samples. And in the experimental study, we had 20 young, healthy males who spent a week in the laboratory. And their sleep was restricted to 4 hours per night for 5 nights. So this was kind of a simulation of a working week with less sleep than you usually need. And in addition, we had these population samples where we had 500 people, and then in the other one, 2,000 people. And from these people, we had questionnaire information about do they sleep enough in their own opinion. And we were then looking at both transcriptomics and metabolomics. Mm-hmm. So the transcriptomics means that we are looking at the activity of genes, so practically gene expression. So although all the genes in the all the cells in the body have the same genes, practically from the birth till the end, still the genes can be more or less active after, for example, sleep loss or some other functions.
Right. And then metabolomics, you're looking at the metabolites of food that's ingested after the intervention to see.
Yes, and also metabolites that circulate in the blood. So they might not be just from the food, but they can come, for example, from the liver or from the cells in the body, and they circulate around. For example, the lipids, different kind of lipids like cholesterol and fats and lipoproteins like HDL and LDL that are carrying these lipids in the blood.
Okay, and we're going to talk about the blood lipid panels in just a moment. So I want to talk for a moment about the 20-subject group that had their... So how did you disrupt their sleep? Did you allow them to go to sleep at normal time and then wake them up once they've only been sleeping for 4 hours, or did they go to sleep... stay up later and then finally go to sleep so that they were only sleeping 4 hours till wake-up time? How did you create the sleep architecture for that group?
Yeah, so they actually did stay up later than normally. So the control group went to bed at 11 p.m. and woke up at 7 a.m. And then the sleep deprivation group, they were only let to go to bed at 3 a.m. and then they slept until 7 a.m. Uh-huh. So this is what often happens in real life situation, whether it's because of late night working hours or maybe some partying or some other reason that we don't get enough sleep in the beginning of the night.
Right.
Also, many insomnia problems can result into this.
And that's why I asked. That's a perfect model. That's really what we see in most societies today, with people staying up later and later to watch television, and then finally going to sleep. Okay, so did the results that you found in the 20 subject group parallel the population numbers that you looked at?
Well, yes. Thinking of the gene expression, so the activity of genes, we actually found similar results in these very different kind of samples. So the cholesterol transport genes were less active in the sleep loss. So after the experimental 5 nights of restricted sleep, and also in those people in the epidemiological samples that reported that they don't get enough sleep. So this might mean then that... because these are genes that act in the reverse cholesterol transport. So practically, because cholesterol is not needed in the body. So it's not always bad to have cholesterol. We need cholesterol for example, the cell membranes and the production of certain hormones.
Right.
And the so-called bad cholesterol, the LDL cholesterol, is the one that is transporting cholesterol to these cells to be used.
Mm-hmm.
But then the HDL is working in this reverse cholesterol transport. And the function of this reverse cholesterol transport is to transport the excess cholesterol that wasn't used back to the liver, and then the liver can take care of it. But so, in this case, if we see less of this reverse cholesterol transport, as we saw at the gene level, in sleep loss, the cholesterol might then accumulate in the cells and the blood vessels, and then that may lead to forming of plaques.
Okay, so let me ask you a question, so I know that I'm clear on this. So what you did see in those with the shorter sleep duration was HDL, which acts as a chaperone to bring cholesterol back to the liver, was reduced in the face of impaired sleep duration.
Yes.
Okay.
And this was from the metabolomics then, that the HDL was lower in this epidemiological study, or the both of them. But what was quite surprising was that the LDL actually decreased in the experimental study. Uh-huh. So looking at the gene level, we saw kind of a worsening of the cholesterol profile in both paradigms, but then looking at the actual levels of HDL and LDL in the blood, in the epidemiological study, the good cholesterol, the HDL was lower with sleep loss, but after the 5 nights of restricting sleep, the LDL actually decreased. But I wouldn't tell people who have like high LDL, high bad cholesterol levels, that they should restrict their sleep and get better profile.
Oh, of course not, because I'm sure that, okay, so the other, did you look at inflammatory markers and did you look at insulin in the 20 subject group?
Yes, actually, we did look at different kind of inflammatory genes at this gene expression level, and we saw some pro-inflammatory genes activated. So it looks like also, as has been shown earlier, that sleep loss activates inflammation. And we also have previously published that some other groups have shown this too, that the glucose metabolism and the carbohydrate metabolism is changed so that sleep loss changes it towards insulin resistance.
Right.
So it looks like that's one reason why there might be more development towards type 2 diabetes in those people that don't sleep enough.
See, and I personally think the story to tell by your paper is not its effect on lipids, but its effect on the inflammatory landscape of the body. And the reason I say that is because I've come to believe that the lipids are incidental. They're a necessary component to build plaque, but the plaque is being signaled by inflammation. So we look at the messenger, you know, the LDL, the HDL, we look at the messenger and we want to kill them for the message. But the reality is that the chronic inflammation, the inflammation in the intima of the arteries that's attracting plaque is what needs to be focused on, and not necessarily the cholesterol. What would you say to that statement?
Yes, I agree in the point that inflammation is very important part of the development of atherosclerosis and cardiovascular diseases. It is still kind of not that sure not that clear which comes first, and it's kind of a complicated network of regulation. So both the inflammatory activation changes the lipids, as well as the lipid accumulation then attracts the immune system and the inflammation. So they both they affect each other, and there are many regulators that affect both of these systems.
Okay. I want to take a commercial break, and when we come back, I want to talk about a little bit more about the epidemiological study, and then also what you hope people take away from this research. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Right, Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Too much on your mind to fall asleep?
Oh, no.
It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors. A naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms. So sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at michaelshealth.com. Practitioner formulated. Practitioner approved.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending Andro compounds. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world.
In the world.
Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Vilma Aho. We're talking about the effects of improper sleep duration and how it could potentially be affecting your blood vessels. Obviously, increases in the potential plaque building
cholesterol seems to be something. Inflammation, another one. We know that those have a role. So, Dr. Aho, should this be an open call to physicians who are treating patients with statin drugs and the like for cholesterol imbalances to start asking the question, how much sleep do you get?
Yes, I definitely think so. I'm not saying that sleep is the only thing that affects or matters, but I definitely think that it's one thing that we should add to the diet and activity and all these other things that we know that affect the development of these diseases.
Yeah, I mean, it makes perfect sense. I just wonder if doctors are going to start saying to their patients, hey, how do you sleep? Your cholesterol is pretty whacked out right now. And what are the solutions going to be that are provided from the doctor? The doctors are going to prescribe things like Ambien or Lunestra, which I have seen research that shows that some of these hypnotic type drugs they use for sleep actually cause some of the same metabolic effects as just being up all night. And people don't go through the normal stages of sleep. They don't have the normal hormonal cascades. They tend to become insulin resistant. What is the doctor supposed to do if the patient says, I don't sleep well, doc? Yeah, maybe that's why my cholesterol is whacked out.
Well, I also think that these medications are not always the best option, and they do affect the quality of sleep, even though they might give more amount of sleep. But, of course, in some cases, they are needed. Especially, I would go for not using them chronically, but like acutely to help get some sleep. But definitely I would go more for the non-medication type of trying to get more sleep and better
right.
sleep.
So what about the was there any information gathered about the individuals in the population portion of the epidemiological portion of the study? Was there any indication that they gave reasons why they didn't sleep well? And if so, was there a large number of people who snored?
We did actually look at, for example, obstructive sleep apnea and snoring. And it looks like that, yes, those people who have OSA, they do have also more differences in the cholesterol profile. Still, if we took this apnea in the analysis, in the statistical analysis, the sleep loss or sleep insufficiency was still independently affecting the cholesterol.
No, and I can understand that. The reason I'm asking that is because I have a funny feeling. You know, 8 or 9 years ago, a study was published that showed that having moderately high blood sugar levels for long periods of time were as harmful to the body and its systems as having frank type 2 diabetes uncontrolled. So the damage done in the frank type 2 diabetes uncontrolled happens faster, but the same damage is done, but it just takes longer for it to occur. And the reason I bring that up is because I have a suspicion that people who snore, and I'm talking about snore loud, they may not be clinically obstructive sleep apnea patients yet, but they are snoring, and you wonder how the heck could they be sleeping with their palate flopping at that vibration. The head has to be humming along. They're not sleeping well, and I have a funny feeling that they are going to see some of the damning effects on inflammation, insulin landscape, sensitivity landscape, and lipid changes, but it's just going to take longer to see. It's going to creep up on them as opposed to somebody who's just not sleeping more than 4 hours a night. What do you think about that?
Yes, this is very possible that they do not get as much like good quality sleep, like deeper sleep. So it might affect also.
Yeah, I think so. Listen, I want to thank you so much for this research. And I think you're right.
I think that physicians must now start asking patients who they are treating for dyslipidemia, you know, I may have forgotten to ask you this when you first became a patient of mine, but how do you sleep? And maybe taking that into the equation of treating their dyslipidemia. Thanks so much for being on the show today.
Thank you.
Take care. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio, so please stay tuned.
Category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's Michael's Health.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
I got to give everybody an update on my torn left tricep. This is really exciting. I'm really, really excited about something. So, I guess it was Monday. Or was it Tuesday? I tore my tricep. My left tricep. I'm doing, of all things, reverse pec deck work, where your elbow's locked. And I wasn't even using heavy weight. It was actually my finishing movement. I just wanted to get a pump in my rear delts. And second set, I felt something pop in my elbow. I felt it, the tear. It was just so painful and blah, blah, blah. So this is my second night last night of site injections. of BPC-157. Those of you know, we did a show with Adele Musa about BPC-157 and how it affects soft tissue injuries and even the healing of soft tissue to bone connectivity. And I thought, well, I've got BPC-157 in the house. I'm already using growth hormone secretagogues. I stopped using growth hormone. I have a prescription for growth hormone, but I stopped using it at the urging of a couple people who I respect a lot. And they said, look, you're better off using GHRP and modified growth factor, which is CJC-1295, but without the drug affinity complex. We talked about this on the show. For those of you who aren't aware, you can look up an older show. But anyway, those raise natural growth hormone. And so tonight, I got to tell you something. I'm able to lock my freaking tricep out today. The pain is not even that great. I'm like, wait a minute. How could this be? The swelling has gone down dramatically. So I have to look. This is I'm going to the orthopedic surgeon today. I'm getting an MRI. There's no doubt by the snap that I felt that I tore something. I could have just. Maybe ruptured a muscle belly a little bit, you know, just gave it a little tear somewhere. But this was not going to go away this fast if I didn't inject 500 micrograms of BPC-157 directly into the skin right in the area of the tear. I could feel the tear because it's all swollen there. It's black and blue back there. Man. This stuff is amazing. I am looking forward to going to the doctor and telling him what I did and how far it's come when I go today for my MRI. So I'm just telling you out there, if you end up with a muscle tear, I would say BPC-157 plus mechano growth factor for the muscle itself, dynamic duo, those two right there. All right, listen, it's been great. I'll report back when I go to the doctors later today and let everybody know what's going on. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this